That means, like everything we talked about for the first 10 minutes, he's in you. His words are in you. You receive those words in you, and then you speak them out. That's when they become in the earth, just like Jesus said, Father, your kingdom come, your will become, just as in heaven, so also upon earth. That's how it works. The Father puts it out there, it's picked up, and it happens, right? So you open your mouth and you declare. It says you are to declare unceasingly. You look up that word, it's really cool. It means to not leave off. Literally, it's a compound word. To not leave off. You never leave off declaring. Every day, don't ever leave off declaring. Declaring what? See, this is cool too. Y'all remember Romans chapter 8, 26, 27? Remember when we went through there? The Spirit, what? Well, that's the second part, the Spirit himself. The Spirit, sun antilembanomai, lays hold together with us against our weakness. For we are not, aware of what we should, prashukamai, declare as to die. What must happen? Okay, the Spirit lays hold together with us against our weaknesses, for we are not aware of what we should declare as to what must happen. Remember what I just quoted from Jesus, that your will become upon the earth. You begin to declare, stuff happens. That's what it says. I didn't make it up. You begin to declare as to what must happen. The Spirit himself, and this is the cool part, the Spirit himself, hooper into chano, he intercedes over us with unrehearsed groanings. And that's translated inarticulate speech. It's translated, it can't, alaletos. There's, go look it up. There's a, people have been working on this word for a long time. It literally means not having been talked about. That means you didn't know what it was before the Spirit began to bring it up out of you, right? Okay, that's simple. However, the searching hearts recognize the mind of the Spirit because down from God, he intercedes over saints. You think God can do his job? Okay, so he's doing his job. How about you? Well, I just don't know what to do. Well, why don't you believe it? Okay, that's a good place to start. So when you don't know, I mean, goodness gracious, I keep this verse before my face all the time. And there are so many times, I'll just stop in the middle of the day. It doesn't matter how big or how small, but especially when it comes to things that go on around here. And I'll stop and go, I don't know. I'm not sure what I should say. What do you want me to declare? Then I just spend some time in the Spirit till I get something. And if I don't get something, what I don't get is frustrated. I'm still grateful. I'm still thankful. And I know that, you know, Julie's over there shaking her head. She can testify about how many times I'll look around and go, you know, I don't know. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to know. It'll come in the morning or tomorrow afternoon or whatever. God is so faithful in my life and in yours too, if you'll just allow him to do what it is that he does in you. So you should be declaring. Don't leave off declaring. Here's an example, another example. You remember when we went through Luke 9 and the 5,000 and all those things? And then after a week, I brought something in and put it up here so you could see it. Take a picture out if you want to. Write it down so you could see the words. Because what that came out from me in that time of doing exactly what we've just talked about. I'm being grateful. I'm wanting to do things for people. And I'm going to the Spirit of God to find out what to say. And I gave it to you. I wrote it down. I've been speaking it every day. It's now a declaration that I won't leave off. And it says simply, you welcome me, talking to God, you welcome me and you talk to me about our kingdom. You restore my health, my youth is renewed. You provide for me. You nourish and cherish me because I am your body. And you continue your ministry. Remember that? Jubilee. And no, we're not talking about like here, although that's true. But we're talking about his ministry. They're out of Isaiah 61 and Luke chapter 4. That announcing the time of the favor of the Lord. You continue your ministry because I am your body. And then you got Acts 10, 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about being a benefactor, doing good and healing all that are oppressed by the enemy, for God was with him. And where's God? If he's with him and Jesus is in us, then that means the same thing should be true for us. The same types of things should be going on with us because it's true, right? Okay, now, in going through that, I already mentioned that's the 11th verse, I think, of the 9th chapter of Luke. And then you've got Colossians 1, 27 in there. And you've got 2 Corinthians in there. You've got, I already mentioned, Acts 10, 38 in there. All of those verses are contained, the pictures of those verses are contained in that, quote, declaration. Now, I brought those two examples, the don't react, respond. You don't react, you respond. And this, to show you, God doesn't always speak to you in just chapter and verse. However, if you don't know the chapter and verse, you won't receive the revelation or the connection out from the words. Like with this particular thing, he put like 5 different verses of scripture in a picture that I can see in my mind and speak it back out to him, and it is perfectly in line with his word, right? The don't react, respond. You don't react, you respond. I thought about that every day, and how many times in my life all of us could do a better job, because we have people that get on our nerves, right? We have people that are, we have situations, circumstances that are irritating. How many of you screamed at the television last night during the football game? You know, from that simple little mundane thing down to actual relationships with people where we don't allow it to enter into our mind, that inner malice towards someone, don't ever do that, right? All of these things, the Spirit of God will speak to you. He'll give you things to declare.